Hello, and welcome to the Healthy, Happy, and Mostly Sane Entrepreneur. I'm your host, stress management consultant and coach, and mostly sane entrepreneur, Ellen Leonard. Each week, I share my obsession with figuring out how to prioritize your own health and sanity while running a business, because I don't think you have to sacrifice your own health and well-being to be successful. So please stay tuned for today's episode full of actionable tools. And don't forget to hit subscribe to be sure you don't miss out on future episodes. So welcome to episode 6, where I am right now and why that matters. In this episode, you will learn why figuring out what's going on with you right now is totally worth your time. You'll be learning number 2 about a tool called the Life Balance Wheel. Number 3, how it can help you get a snapshot of your life right now. And number 4, how to use that snapshot to prioritize your health and wellness goals and all your other goals. So we're going to dive in here in a few moments into what the Life Balance Wheel exercise is and why that's useful to you. But I wanted to take a moment to explain why an assessment or exercise like this is useful to you. Okay, so one of the awesome things that assessments or quizzes or exercises that are about your health and wellness, right? Things that are asking you questions like, how do you feel right now? Or what's your stress level? Or, you know, more biometric stuff like height and weight and stuff like that. These things give you knowledge about what is going on with you right now. And that knowledge is so freaking valuable. I think its importance is often overlooked, because when you're looking to make changes, when you're looking to evolve and grow, when you're wanting to be healthier, happier, more sane, when you're wanting more control, more calm, more focus, it's important to know where you're starting from. When I know where I'm starting from, I can discover the things that are already working, right? In all of our lives, there are things that are already working. So always looking at those. And then I can really focus on what I'd like to be different. And here's the other thing. When you know where you are right now, it can help you track your progress because you have a starting point. And all these quizzes and assessments and things you can take again later and find out where you're at now, right? But it gives you this starting point. And as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, I know that you love data. Think of all the data you're going to get from this and how you can compare what's working. Think of it like a split test. Is this concept going to work better in my life, or is this one? Did this goal work better than this one? When you have a starting point, you can start to make those comparisons. So using these assessments or exercises to really gain some insight and specificity around what's going on with you right now. And of course, I've got an example. So let's say I wanted to have less stress. I'm sure you can relate. But I need to know what specifically is stressing me out right now in my life and how that's impacting me. Like, I need that information right now. Otherwise, I won't be able to take action. So it's the difference between saying something like, work makes me so stressed out, versus whenever technology doesn't work for me, I get angry and frustrated. And then I start to get a really bad headache, right? The first one, where I say work makes me so stressed out, it doesn't really give me an option for action, like except for quitting my job. Like, there's no action that's going to fix that, or at least not a really easily accessible one. The second one, whenever technology doesn't work for me, I get angry and frustrated, and then I start to get a really bad headache. That gives me so much information, it's ridiculous. It gives me a way to notice when I'm stressed, that anger and frustration. It lets me know what's stressing me, specifically at work, when tech doesn't do what it's supposed to do. I'm guessing you can relate to that too. And the outcome that I'd like to avoid, that annoying headache. But these are things that I can do something about. So in this case, an assessment or an exercise that allowed me to consider where I am right now, the data I get from that makes it so that I can take action. So hopefully you have a better idea about why it's so important to do exercises like the one we're going to do today. You can, of course, find your very own exercises or assessments or health and wellness quizzes all over the internet. They are very easy to find. But today we're going to use something I call the life balance wheel. Now, I was first introduced to this exercise in my Well Coaches health and wellness coach training, and it's become one of my go-to exercises to do with my clients. Generally, it's something that they fill out before we even meet. And here's why. It gives them so much information. It's ridiculous. It's super fast and easy. And there are a lot of versions of this exercise. It also can be called like the Wheel of Life. That name always sounded very like Lion King-y to me, very like Circle of Life. So the version I've made is called the Life Balance Wheel because I think this really does help you focus on how to find balance in all the aspects of your life. And why I offer this to clients to get started with when we start working together and to all of my students. So if you are an undergrad and you take a course with me, more than likely you've taken this assessment at some point. But the reason I offer this is because it gives you a snapshot of your whole life and asks you to view yourself as a whole person made up of a bunch of different parts. Because it can be so easy to have tunnel vision about our life. Like we're only our inability to get to the gym, or we're only our job, or we're only a mom. When the reality is you are so many different things. And I love that because there's so many moving parts that impact our life, and all of them impact us physically, mentally, and emotionally. And when we see that, when we're able to view that bigger picture, it can really help to bring things into focus and help us narrow down really what's working well and what we'd like to be different. So I am going to describe what the life balance wheel looks like. I know you probably can't see it right now because you're listening to my words, but just know that the life balance wheel and the instructions and lots of notes about what we're talking about today will be in the show notes for you, so you can just listen along. But I wanted to be sure that I did describe what the tool looked like before we dive into trying to use it. So I'd like for you to visualize a pie chart with 8 pie slices. And each slice of pie is going to represent a category in your life. Now, you can modify these categories and you can make all the slices of pie that you want to fit your life and really be more specific. But the one I designed for my clients and my students has the following categories. So business / career, finances, health, family and friends, romance, physical environment, personal growth, and fun / recreation. So I'm guessing that sounds like a pretty well-rounded life. Like I covered a lot of stuff and maybe some things were missing. Again, you can add your own categories. Or for instance, if you don't like that friends and family are jammed into one, you could split that piece of pie in half. Okay. So you can always make exercises or assessments like this your own. You can make them to suit your needs. So when you do download this, after you go to the show notes, you can make it into your own thing that works for you. Okay, so now imagine that within each pie piece, there's a line going down the center of each pie. And this line has ticks on it that go from 0 to 10. So it's essentially a 0 to 10 scale. And you're going to use those numbers from 0 to 10 to rank your level of satisfaction in each category. So 0 is totally not satisfied. 10 is you are completely 100% satisfied in that category. And when I ask you to rank how satisfied you are in a category, it's important here to focus on your own level of satisfaction, not what other people think you should be doing. So for example, if your mother has always wanted you to be a doctor and you're never going to be a doctor, but now you're running your own online business and she calls it your quote online stuff, that shouldn't play into this, right? Like, so other people's ideas of what your ideal life looks like, or how you will be more satisfied with your life, try not to let that enter into how you're kind of rating your satisfaction. It's about how satisfied you are. Again, another example, if everyone in your life thinks that you should be married by now, but you're totally cool with where you're at with dating, then it's okay to be 10 out of 10 satisfied with romance. This is about trying to accurately capture where you are right now in your life. And a quick note for my number nerds. I know you're out there. I hear you. I was a scientific researcher. This qualitative stuff can be challenging because you want the perfect answer or the perfect number or to follow the rules perfectly. So I will say this, the correct number on the scale is completely subjective based on you. You are giving your own parameters for how you would define being satisfied in each of those categories. And that's what you use. So there's no right or wrong number. It's entirely up to you and your feelings, your ideas about where you're ranked in each category. So how are we going to do this when all you can do is hear me? Well, we are going to do one category together. So remember, there's a link in the show notes to allow you to get a copy of the Life Balance Wheel to do on your own. And I would encourage you to do that. It does have instructions. And that way you can go through all the categories, make up your own categories, really sit down and think about it. But for our example today that we're doing together, we're going to look at your business/career pie piece. I know it's crazy that a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs would choose to focus on the business career pie piece. So I'm going to ask you, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is totally not satisfied at all, 10 is 100% totally satisfied, where are you at? How satisfied are you with your business, your career overall? And I want to emphasize, this is not how successful you are, not how successful you should be, not what you think you should have done already but haven't done yet. Yeah, I know how your mind works. But it's how satisfied you are overall. And to help you drill down on this, I've got some questions that might help you narrow down your number. Okay, so some questions to consider when thinking about what your number might be is, how much joy or happiness does your career or business bring to you? Another question, how much does your career or business get you closer to your overall life vision, your overall goals, your overall values? Another one, how do you feel as though you are showing up as your best self or working at your best on a daily business? Are you able to show up authentically as yourself? And finally, does what you do for a living meet your needs? So these are just some questions to get you started in considering how satisfied you are with your business or your career right now. A side note here, if you are still working a full-time gig and your entrepreneurship or business owning is on the side, then you might need to make two or three separate pie pieces out of this single pie piece to kind of look at all your different business career paths so you can kind of break them down. So it's good to have an overall feeling, right? Overall, where are you at? But if you have multiple businesses, multiple careers going on, it's also awesome to kind of break it down and make it your own. So I'm going to ask it just one more time now that we've kind of gone through it. Where are you on the scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is completely satisfied? How satisfied are you in the broad category of your business or your career? And so for myself, because of course I do this exercise all the time to check in with where I'm at in my life, what's going on right now, it's a really, really valuable tool that can help me to refocus where I'm like, oh, well, that's not good. I need to work on that right away. But for my business, my career, I'd say I'm at an 8 right now. I love what I do. I get to show up as my best self most of the day. It's in alignment with my larger life goals. I really wanted to find a way to share all of the knowledge that's in my head in a way that would be useful to people other than me or the people that are trapped in the house with me right? To get the information that I'm obsessed with learning about and using to benefit my own life. How do I share that with people? So I get to do that every day. And for most of my tasks with my business, I'm so lucky. I'm smiling even right now as I say that. So that's where I'm at. And in a moment, we're going to move on to what you'd like to be different, because this whole part, this whole first section is about where you're at right now, the importance of that, and kind of how to wrap your mind around what's going on with you right now. And in a few moments, we're going to move on to what you'd like to be different. But I really wanted to focus on how important where you are right now, this concept can be to you. So number one, it allows you to cultivate awareness around what's going on in your life right now. So again, a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we are so freaking busy. Things fall through the cracks all the time. Things that we value, things that we need to be happy and healthy, things that we want to be doing. Okay, so this allows you to cultivate awareness around that. Number two, it allows you to notice successes and what's working. So I would say my 8 out of 10 for my business career, I would say that's a success, right? Oh, it can be so easy for me to get lost in the minutiae of running an online business day to day, recording podcasts, doing stuff like that, and the things that inevitably go wrong with all of that. But this allows me to, I really am loving all of it. It allows me to take that step back and see what's working. Okay. And number three, it gives you a starting point to look back as you evolve and grow. So in 3 months, in 6 months, things might be different. Things might have shifted. And this can give me parameters for that, a starting point to look at. So let's move on to what you'd like to be different, okay? And how to use where you're at now to really drill down on where to focus about where you'd like to make changes in your life. So let's imagine that you've completed your life balance wheel to reflect how satisfied you are currently in each life category. And again, you could have made up your own categories. And I'm going to ask that you get a different colored pen and consider where you'd like to be in each category, the level of satisfaction you'd like to be in each category in, say, a year from now. So for those of you that are going straight for tens and everything, really, I don't think that's a thing. And here's why. Let's say you are a married mom of 3 kids. And let's say you also have an online business where, I don't know, you teach people how to use their Instapot. If this is your business, please email me, because I'm constantly convinced my Instapot is going to explode. Seriously, reach out. Anyway, so you're running your Instapot business. You're loving on your kids, right? You're doing all this awesome stuff. And everything with your business is going really well. You're loving it. You're making money. You listed your career and business at an 8. And I'm going to go ahead and assume that you also love your kids, even if some of them might be currently teenagers, and your husband, and that you love being with your family. And in this case, let's say you ranked your satisfaction with your family at a 10. Do you really think that you can keep that 10 with your family while increasing your business and career satisfaction to a 10 as well? If you do, that's awesome. That's great. But I found over the years that trying to be a 10 in everything isn't really a healthy way to approach this exercise. That complete satisfaction in some categories generally comes at the expense of others, right? Because there's only so much time in a day. There's only so much energy you have. And it's hard to rank fun and recreation at a 10 while you're starting a business, right? It's hard to rank anything else at a 10 while you're starting a business, right? Because it takes so much energy and focus. And so it's hard to be completely satisfied with your, physical environment if you're moving or remodeling. So I guess I just invite you to give yourself a little space for life. So as you're looking overall at your life balance wheel about where you were, where you are right now, and where you'd like to be, and you're coming up with those numbers, be a little realistic. Maybe you can achieve a 10 in some of those areas. Maybe they're at like a 9 and you're so close. But is it worth it? Would it come at the sacrifice of something else that's high enough that you're good with it? So be sure to consider all of that when you're doing that. Okay, so let's imagine that you have done the first part, where you're at in all the categories. You've done the second part, going back and kind of looking at, you know, what you'd like to be different. Maybe some things went a little higher. Maybe some things had to come a little lower. It's all fine. Do that with some love and kindness to yourself. But I'm going to create an action step here. And I'd like to invite you to pick one category that you'd like to be different the most. The one that you were looking at and you were like, oh, that's really where I need to be focused. Because as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you are really freaking busy and this will allow you to focus. So what are the steps or goals that might help you to change in this category to get closer to the level of satisfaction that you're looking for? For bonus points, you can put a date in your calendar, a deadline by which you would have liked to change, to make these changes, and come back to this exercise all over again and see where you are in the future and see what's changed. For me, I'm almost always focused on the health and fitness category. I'd say right now I'm at a 6 with my satisfaction. I'd like to be at about an 8. Last summer and fall, I was at an 8. It was awesome. I was so happy. But my steps towards getting from a 6 to an 8 have started to include switching up my meal prep routine and trying out some cycling classes. So far this is going great. I'd say, you know, I started this about a month ago, kind of around the start of the new year. And I'd say that I'm at about a 6.5 as everything is still kind of trying to sort itself out, right? Updating a meal prep routine and trying to find room for new classes in my life is challenging. But I think I could go for more walks and that might help me get to an 8 faster. I think I could add that in too. But it's 15 degrees Fahrenheit outside right now. So maybe that's not really going to get me to an 8 right now. But I do have a goal of getting to an 8. And I do think it's possible to get an 8 in my health and fitness category and maintain that 8 that I talked about earlier in my business career category. I think they can exist simultaneously. Okay. But I don't have the goal of being a 10 out of 10 for health and fitness because I don't think I can be fully satisfied with that while I'm running a business. Okay. Because my version of 10 out of 10 being satisfied for my health and fitness involves some serious craziness where, for instance, I'm making every single meal fresh and most of those ingredients are coming from my own garden. Yeah, that's kind of not going to happen when I'm running my own business. That's really dreamy, maybe someday. But that's where my 10 out of 10 is. So I'm guessing you have a version of that for all of these areas, right? The dream, which may be possible, but just not right now. So as we draw this podcast to a close, I kind of like to bring up this idea of this is just one of many assessments or exercises that can help you understand where you are right now. And I will, of course, be covering more of them. But if you try this one out and it's not your thing, you're like, well, I don't really like that at all. That's fine. You don't have to like everything. It's about figuring out the stuff that's actually useful to you by trying it out, right? I always encourage everybody to try it out because you don't know if it works until you actually really give it a try. And then if it doesn't work for you, then it's one more thing that's off your list. And you can also take that information. Well, what parts didn't work for you? Be really specific when you think about that. And what parts did work for you? And then you can take that information and figure out what will work for you moving forward, right? You can be more successful in narrowing down on that. So this was a lot of information. I know. And please be sure to use those show notes that are waiting for you to help you build your very own life balance wheel. And just know you can, of course, come back and listen to the podcast again while you're going through the life balance wheel, or you can reach out to me via email if you have any questions. But if you want more details and resources, I'd encourage you to head on over to www.ellen-leonard.com/podcast. So ELLEN-LEONARD.com/podcast for the show notes and much more. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes full of actionable tips to help you do what you love without sacrificing your health or losing your mind. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you a healthy, happy, and mostly sane week.